Garden City High School seniors received hands-on assistance applying to college during the school's College Application Month event. That was held October 20th and 21st. Garden City High School counselors and volunteers from Fort Hays State University, Garden City Community College, and Big Brothers Big Sisters help seniors through the process of applying to college, which we have this event every year to really help our seniors, because sometimes when you're applying to college, those applications get pretty tricky and complicated, and when you have somebody there kind of guiding you through it, it seems to go better. This is the fifth year for the high school to host the College Application Day event. The results for this year, we had 234 applications submitted, which is really good. We had 128 applications that went to community colleges and technical schools. We had 77 applications to universities and 29 applications to private colleges. Overall, there were 196 students that participated during the event, so a great turnout, especially this year when we're in the middle of a pandemic. The results were excellent and need to take into account and consideration the many seniors that, again, were not physically in the school to participate in the event. The support and encouragement, like I said, from the teachers and faculty facilitated the event's success. Students appreciated having the opportunity and time to complete the applications and also having that adult there, like I said, where they were available during the sessions to answer those questions and give guidance as they were trying to fill out those applications. Now, students were also able to work on job applications during the event, as well as scholarship applications and filing their FAFSA for financial aid. Again, seniors were given a senior binder template to help them organize their senior year materials and documents to get them prepared as they're getting closer to the end of their school career and looking for that post-secondary or going on and into a career. But this really focused on that post-secondary education, but getting them prepared and having that all put into one place so that they have it all organized. There were virtual college fairs that were available for students as well to attend earlier in the month so they could attend those and check out colleges that they were interested in. So October was a great month for our students and turned out well. Again, for all this and more information about what's taking place in the district, especially those operational levels where we're at, the schools that are operating at a little higher level, also checking on your classrooms to see where your students at in those classrooms, as well as the calendar of things taking place, because that has changed since we've moved to the hybrid level. You can check out the Garden City Public Schools website by going to www.gckschools.com.